It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2054, recorded Thursday, August 21st, 2025. Crispy Crappy. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has three more gadgets from Hamilton Beach's press event. I have a disco gadget that is pretty crappy in the crappy corner. Plus, can you microwave your pizza and still have it be crispy? We'll look at that. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the Salem Show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! And here he is. Your gadget maitre d', Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Very good. Grud, even. Grud is, I feel like, a mix of great and good. Grud.
And what is grud? Oh, grud. Okay.
Grud. I'm doing grud.
Grud. I'm glad to hear it.
Great.
Is it chilly down there? You're wearing a sweater.
No, it's not. Honestly, the clothes that I'm wearing typically day-to-day just don't look good on camera. I'm wearing, like, activewear that is, like, you know, the dry, active dry stuff or tank tops or that type of thing. And so, honestly, I change before the show nowadays because, like, So, this is just my fashionable
For
the GizWiz.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No, the weather's been fantastic. It's been hot, high 80s into the 90s. But we thought that we were going to get a ton of rain because of the hurricane stuff that's happening over on the east side of the country. And then the winds shifted. And so we've actually had some pretty good weather the last few days, which is pretty good.
Yeah. The weather's here good, but you're not allowed to go in the water at any of the beaches because the tides are being whipped up by the storm. And even the Hudson River today, I was walking Charlie and thinking, wow, that is some rocky water for the Hudson River. But there's going to be no actually rain or anything. I think there might be winds up to 40 miles an hour, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you get it? I think you may have gotten up to some shenanigans over this last week. Is that right?
I went to the New York, the Museum of the City of New York. And you can run the video and I can talk over part of it, okay? Yeah. So this is on the east side of Manhattan.
There we go.
Okay. And they...
Ooh, we like the disco balls.
Four mirrored balls. They have an exhibit called Urban Stomp. And I say here that I wish I had brought my Edison disc with me because... Edison home phonograph.
Oh, wow.
Yes, for real.
Just like the one you had.
So
the gold.
Yes. And then women had a special shoes for dancing, a fan because of no air conditioning, and women wore gloves because they didn't want skin-to-skin contact.
Oh.
Now, there are 8 or 10 life-size monitors, and in each monitor, they are teaching different kinds of dancing. And she will do, like, a minute routine, and then you have to follow it.
That's really cool. So it's like a choreographer coach.
Yes, yes, exactly. She does it, and then she'll say, "You do it. I try."
This is perfect for the TikTok kids because they can learn a TikTok dance and then do it at the museum.
Oh, wow. This is so neat. This is so neat.
So this is pretty neat. You can be your own disc jockey. Okay, here's the turntable. Let's pick out a disc here. Lindy Hop.
Oh, house music, okay?
There we go. This is the best disco gadget we've had this month.
Get in there and dance. Oh, there's a bunch of people in there.
Yeah, I like it. You got holograms to dance with. There you go. You're not alone.
Yes, that's so great. We went thinking and not be crowded, and I thought, you know, this is a kind of exhibit that would be great fun with crowds.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure everybody gets in there.
And we're walking out, and we see this.
It's a T-shirt
from the Paradise Garage. And guess who designed that logo?
No.
Yep. Dennis Wunderlin.
No.
Yes, Dennis Wunderlin designed the Paradise Garage logo. And there are about 100 people selling T-shirts with that logo on it.
Does Dennis have a good, like, catalog of his portfolio anywhere?
Not really. He has his own website, which he hasn't updated. But he kept saying, well, haven't been updating it. Take it down. I said, no, you know, it's fun for people to...
Even if it's just an archive at this moment.
Yeah. If someone in chat wants to check it out, it's wonderlandart.com. And, oh, okay, just go there. You can see what it is.
I am.
Yes, wonderlandart.com. And there are tons of...
I don't know.
Illustrations, yeah.
I think I'm spelling it Wanderland, like Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah, no. Wunderlan. Chrissy, you've been missing this for years. We told you to have fun here. Did not come up?
Not quite. One second. Yeah, I think I'm not getting a link at the moment.
All right, that is so bizarre. Anybody get wonderlandart.com chat room?
Okay, here we go. Got it.
Oh, okay. There we are. Okay.
There you go.
So, and Chad, one of the very funny things is he worked for a company called Metro Creative Graphics. And one of the things they did was design ads for florists, and so it's all illustrations, and then local florists who can't afford advertisers just drops their name in the empty boxes, and then it looks like a full page ad that they created.
Oh wow! That's
so
cool.
Anyway, the first time we went to Petaluma to visit Leo, we picked up the Petaluma travel guide and we opened it, and the centerfold
was his?
And it's Wonderland art with welcome to, well, and the, you know, when they printed it, it was just blank. It was welcome to.
Yes.
And they added Petaluma, and all down the sides, there are people, tourists holding cameras. It was so funny.
That is funny. There's a similar type of thing that I would do in the video space is you'd buy basically like, almost like a studio content pack. And so all these motion graphics and stuff would be kind of made for you and it all look uniform. And then you can kind of plug in your name or your logo and then it looks like you've made perfect lower thirds and perfect transitions and things like that.
Now you made those videos or you...
I didn't make them, but I would buy them. And it seems like something that
Okay.
Is like what, you know, this company in Petaluma was doing. Was, oh, we gotta get the pack of, or, you know, their...
They may have
hired out it to an agency, but their agency was like, okay, let's buy that and put it together. That's so funny. That's great.
It's great.
Really cool. Okay.
All right, let's jump into stuff from Hamilton Beach.
Here we go. This is the first gadget.
We're at Hamilton Beach. They always have fun stuff, and I've seen two things I don't recognize, and Brooke is going to tell us about new milk.
Yes.
Is it new milk?
This
right?
is the new milk home machine. So it is around $200, and you simply use the pouches, which are filled with all natural ingredients, as you can see, organic oat, extra virgin olive oil and Himalayan sea salt. No additives like gums or fillers. And then you open the machine here, you insert the pouch, and then you'll have water in the base based on your liking. So if you would like really creamy almond milk, or if you want a thinner consistency, you fill it up to here. And the patent pending stator is going to work to reconstitute this pouch mixture.
So this will be sort of a blend.
Exactly. It will reconstitute.
In the center? Okay.
Yes. And then in about a minute, you'll have fresh oat milk at home. So you can choose from vanilla pistachio, vanilla oat latte. So this is a partnership with Birch Coffee here in the city.
Okay.
And then there's also, this is one of the newest, vanilla almond protein. So you can get 25 grams of protein in.
Good.
Yeah. So you can use this to put in your smoothies, your smoothie bowls, into your coffee or drink alone.
Okay. So this is about 200. And what is the package?
It's 200. For? Yes. And these, you can buy in packs of four on Amazon or newmilk.com. And they range anywhere from $18 to $25 per pack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And is this an ice maker?
Yes.
This is so neat looking.
Yes, it's an adorable compact ice maker from Hamilton Beach.
It's not called the adorable, though.
I think it's adorable. They should probably put that in the product.
Yeah, that should be the brand name.
It's so compact, yes, you can fit it right on your bar cart or your countertop. You can make up to 27 pounds of ice per day, so you'll never run out if you're having a party or hosting a holiday gathering. And then once you add water, you can start getting ice cubes in about 6 minutes, so you don't have to wait too long to keep your drinks cold.
It's just a regular AC 15 amp plug.
Correct. You plug it right in the wall, add water, and then you're good to go. And it makes two different sizes of ice cubes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the price point on that?
That one's around $125.
Oh.
And it also comes in black.
Oh, okay.
So
and are they both out now?
Yes. Available now.
Okay.
Just in time for holiday hosting.
Yeah. Okay. So you can make your milk and then you can ice it if you want. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Fun stuff.
That is really cool, and I really like seeing these different type of ice makers because I want them to be more prevalent, maybe less cost, because they're really cool, and I think I've seen you use them.
Hopefully they're cool, yeah.
Yeah, of course, they're really cool, like freezing. I've seen you have one. I've seen my parents use them, so that's really, really neat. And then the oat milk pack... I would hope that it tastes really, really good. That's my hope.
Well, go to the second link that I sent you, and you won't believe it.
Is it not? Sorry, not this one.
But. No, not that one. No. Look at.
Wait a second.
Did it just disappear?
Wait a second. That?
No, I saw it there for one. There it is.
Oh yeah,
$1,500.
Yeah. And she said around 200.
Yes. I'm wondering if they bought this company.
Yeah.
And decided.
That's not the price point.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Is that, you know, why are you trying to sell for $1,500?
Yeah.
When they're, yeah.
Yeah, that is funny. That is funny. On their, yeah. Yeah, it is. When you go to the home machine now, it's the old price, but you can find it at the, or sorry, it's the new price, but you can still find it at the old price. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, here's the price you want to pay, if you want it.
If you want it, yeah.
If you want it.
I mean, if you think it's expensive at 200, who is buying it at 1500?
Right, exactly, exactly. It is one of those products that's very expensive. Feels a pretty small niche. I don't see needing something like that in my life ever at that price point. But maybe they taste really good. Or the other thing is, like, I kept thinking, well, the pouches would stay longer, but oat milk typically doesn't have that, like, short of a shelf life. It's typically a pretty long shelf life compared to just normal milk.
You mean after it's made?
Yeah, or while it's sitting in your fridge. Yeah, well, you know, after you've opened it, from my experience, oat milk lasts longer than typical milk. So it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Anyway, a very interesting product. Very cool from Hamilton Beach.
Yeah, I like the little ice machine too. That's.
So some of the folks in the chat are saying this is the commercial machine, as it does say specifically right here. So I guess maybe they have a commercial line. Heavy duty.
It almost looks like it's the same container size thing, but
it is quite. It is.
That
versus
difference of $1,300.
Yeah. But I could see it if you wanted to do a some type of like health bar. You're like, I don't. Want
yeah,
the home
no, absolutely,
version.
Absolutely,
the health bar version. That would, if that is true, we should have done a little bit more research. But also, that's an interesting thing that the sales rep should have mentioned is, hey, we have a commercial unit that's been popular. But that's pretty cool. I like it a lot. I like it. Very good from Hamilton Beach. What else you got? What other gadget you got for us?
Take a peek here.
Okie dokie. Here's the next gadget.
Wait a minute. I'm at a Hamilton Beach event, and I'm seeing mayo.
Okay. Mayonnaise is the gadget.
It's mayo. So we're going to find out what the story is here from Ashley. Ashley, how did you hook up with these folks?
So Hamilton Beach is also based in Richmond, which is where we're based, and just mutual, you know, we've worked together in the past, and so they invited us here, and that is how we ended up here.
Technical difficulties.
Okay. You know, we've worked together in the past, and so they invited us here, and that is how we ended up here. But we are really just trying to bring more awareness up north to who Duke's is, because we are rooted in the South and we are a Southern brand, but we are nationwide. So just trying to continue to increase the awareness up north and in the Northeast as well.
Okay, now what makes your mayo different from others?
Okay, yeah. So our recipe is over 100 years old, and it's stayed the same ever since. We use egg yolks as opposed to the whole egg, so that gives it its really creamy texture. And we also are one of the only mayo brands that uses no sugar. And we also use...
Most mayo has sugar?
Yes. Yep. We're pretty much the only one that does not have sugar.
Wow.
And we also use a little apple cider vinegar, which gives it the tanginess that we're known for, or as we say, our twang. And you can really tell the difference when you try it because of that. So that really is what sticks out the most, but it's really creamy. It's really smooth. It's got that tang. It's very versatile. So people cook with it, bake with it. They've coated a turkey with it before and made a mayo bird with it. There's just so much. And there's a cookbook over there that has tons of recipes. So
Is it available on Amazon?
Yes, you can get it all on Amazon.
If it's available on Amazon, all is well.
Yes.
Yes.
I did not know that mayonnaise had a sugar in it. I know the current mayonnaise has M&Ms in it, but that's just a quirky brand that I had. That's it. We learned all about Duke's, and we're getting a jar so we can test it.
That's so funny.
So Dennis has put someone each spoon. And I don't know which is which, so. I'm looking for twang.
Can you taste the twang? Okay.
Please.
I'm not, this is, looks like a dangerous game to me. I'm not a mayonnaise.
Oh, you're not?
Type person, no, not typically.
Oh, I love mayonnaise.
It's funny. I think. They're both interesting, but I think this is Hellman's.
I wonder if you could tell based off of the sugar.
This is Duke's. Either one's good. I think this has twang. Am I going to look like a good jerk here? Hellman's. And twang. Duke's. Okay. I mean, they're both delicious, but I think this has, I think the twang is maybe like has a little bite to it. I would use either one, but I guess I've used Hellman's for so many years, I can actually just identify the taste.
That's cool. Mayonnaise. I was wondering if I was setting you up for a good, well, the gadget is mayonnaise. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No, you're
the
good.
Pickle, yeah. But you know what? I looked on the side of the jar of the mayo I had was a reduced fat. And the fifth ingredient is sugar.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Yes, yes.
And I did not know that Duke's is the third largest selling brand of mayo.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I did a little Google search about, tell me about Duke's. And I said, well, I assume Hellman's is first. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing Miracle Whip is probably second.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be my guess. And then Duke's. And then probably...
I don't know who's next.
Best Value. It's like the Walmart house brand.
Oh, could be.
Kraft, probably. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That yes, yes, you're absolutely right.
Best Foods. Right. I have heard a lot of people in the chat say Best Foods. And like I said, I'm not a mayo fan. So the brands kind of go over my head. But a lot in the chat have said Best Foods.
That's interesting. I have to check that out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Spaceman said ketchup is also loaded with sugar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, the keto diet that is a fad and has been a fad for a very long time.
Yeah.
The main thing you're trying to get rid of is sugars and carbs. And yeah, it is a shock. You think of mayonnaise as oil and egg. You know, you don't
yes,
think
that's...
sugar. Yeah, I'm not going to get carbohydrates from mayonnaise. Like, what is this? And you do. You find a lot of things that you're like, why is there a lot of sugar in this? And ketchup is that same. I'm thinking tomato and vinegar. Why is there so much sugar
in
ketchup?
And just a few pounds of sugar.
Exactly. Exactly.
Round it out.
So
for its nutrition content.
Yes. And same thing with salad dressing. Lots of salad dressings will have sugar in it. And you're like, huh, okay. Interesting. Okie dokie.
Okay. Let's go to our little pizza test.
Ooh, we like the pizza.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows what this is, okay? A washing board for delicates. No. Okay. We've seen them. They are a way to heat pizza and keep it crispy. All right.
It almost looks like a stencil if you want to eat 24 slices out of a
pizza
tiny pizza.
Crisper. All right. Place pizza on the ridged side and then cook as directed. Directed by who? Use a pot holder after removing from the microwave. Dishwasher safe on the top rack. And food safe plastic. So we eat a lot of pizza. We have a lot of pizza left over.
I was just wondering. I was about to ask.
And everything pizza. From Trader Joe's, sausage, peppers, linoleum, spackle.
Everything.
They really put everything in there.
Tomato sauce, Band-Aids. All right, so we're going to go over to the microwave. There is no recipe for heated pizza, okay? I'm going to give it a minute.
Oh.
And then we can pretty much judge, is it crispy or not? I don't know. I'm going to give it one full minute.
Have you tried any other techniques? Well, we'll talk about it after.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. 13. Wow, this is so exciting.
Dun, dun, right. Dun, dun, dun.
And we will see. Probably a minute was probably not enough, but we can judge. All right. Oh, no, it's not crispy. Are you kidding me? No. Not even hot enough, but that would be my fault. All right, so we'll give it another minute. What the heck?
10, 9, 8,
such excitement. All right. So probably now we've done a total of 2 minutes, or we will when we get the alarm. And we'll see. Did it crisp up at all? We know the plate is not hot. Certainly the pizza is going to be hot. Well, you know what? I don't see any. I thought the object was that the pizza was going to come out crispy.
Yeah.
This is not crispy at all. So I would say don't waste your money on this. Okay? I better use it as a washing board for dainty things.
Scooter X asked, what did the box say? Well, first of all, the box had no instructions. But online it says that they don't give a time because it's going to depend on your microwave.
And I will say, your slice of pizza looks pretty accurately like what they are
displayed. You're
that looks a lot like the slice you had.
That's very funny. That's very funny. And also the thing is, it says, put it on the fins, not the flat side. You'd have to be really weird to put that in upside down. but it only got, I didn't even bother looking at, I think I found this on sale, which is why I bought it, because it only got 3.7
stars
out of 5.
Yeah, and mixed reviews.
Yeah, very mixed.
I love these AI-generated customers say that it doesn't keep it crisp and leaves it mostly soggy.
Oh, yeah. That was my time. Oh, that's my review.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
No, I was thinking that would really be great to be able to have a day later to still have a crispy pizza, but it is was not to be, at least for me. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Someone earlier said Best Foods is the name for Hellman's on the west side of the country. And it's branded Hellman's on the east and Best Foods on the west.
That makes sense. So, I should have known being on the west coast for so long, but I guess Hellman's.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I lived enough in California for a while.
But you don't like Hellman's, so why?
Yeah, I would have never picked it up. I would have never known. Yeah, exactly.
Mad Frank said use the toaster oven.
I was thinking that, right. Or like, you know, there were times that I owned a pizza stone, but it is not a fast process at all.
That's like forever, yes. Isn't it?
I mean, it's kind of how you want it, but if you really want it, yeah, you should leave the pizza stone in like a 500 degree oven for like an hour or two. If you want, but you could also, I have also just used it as a nice hot source. So it's like, okay, I'll put it in there for 30 minutes, lower the oven to 350, and then I know that the bottom is going to get heated up. But still, it's not fast. You're basically baking a whole new pizza just to reheat,
yes.
You know, a slice. So, not the gadgetry we want. That's just the right technique.
Yeah, not at all.
With that, let's get into
crappiness.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okie dokie. We have a disco gadget for ya. So I recorded my review just earlier, so let's take a look.
Hey, so we have another disco gadget. This one right off the bat just looks disco-y. It reminds me, of course, of the Disco 4 that is so classic. This is a Matrix LED display. So it's not going to be too big, so I'm guessing about the size of the box. You can see that there is a connected app so that you can control the display, but it looks like we're going to get this really cool looking, panel that has these individual LEDs along it to make that really cool grid. So let's go ahead and unbox it, see what it's like. I'm sure that there's going to be some software that I need to install, so I'm going to go ahead and get that up and running before we get back. Okay, here it is out of the box. Ooh. It looks like just a black square with a kickstand on the back and a USB-A plug. So let me read the instructions. There's a QR code right here on the back of the device, so I'm gonna get it all installed. Well, folks, it's a crappy one, I can guarantee ya. We have it out of the box and plugged in. This is what the display will do by default. It'll give you this kind of glitchy heart. But of course, that's not the only thing we want to look at. We want to look at all the other, you know, 16 pixel display, 256 lights. I don't know, sound activated, all this really cool stuff with an app. Oh, well, the app is right here at the bottom of the instructions. This is what I did, folks. You go, you scan your QR code. App not available. I did some more research, and it's true. App not available in the United States at all. I can't believe that this product is being sold in the U.S. without a compatible app for anyone to change anything on the display. Crappy indeed. You may be asking yourself, well, does the display have any buttons? Does it have any way to change what you're seeing? No, it doesn't. So if you want an inexpensive
And it
Hearts
is not
display.
Really that inexpensive.
There you go. I think, though, crappy!
God, I hope it was cheap.
So it wasn't a Five Below cheap. It's still not that crazy expensive, but honestly, for it to not work, it's absurd. It was around $20, $18.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, the reviews are also, you know, kind of, well... Honestly, they're not saying. See, I don't even know how these people got this stuff. When I did my research, I found Reddit threads like this one here. Once it loads up, is there no app? And everyone say like this is the link, and you can link to the app, and it'll just say just not available in the U.S.
Oh, no. Wow.
And then, so there's like even like other people who were trying to hack the system to get back to being able to use it. That seems ridiculous.
Is that the inside? They took the inside
yeah,
out?
Yeah, they used some sort of Arduino board type breakout thing. And,
oh my God.
Or hacking it together to make it work. I did notice that this is actually in sound activated mode. So,
oh, okay.
You know, that's, I guess, kind of nice out of the box. But no, this is totally something I feel like I'm going to return. It's just like,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you just stuck with the heart no matter what, right?
No matter what. Not what I wanted. Not what I was promised. And it doesn't seem like there is any other, like, third-party app or anything else to get into it. So it's just their app only controls it, and it's just not, it's available in other countries.
You have to move to another country.
Yeah, it's available other places, just not in America, which seems absurd. Oh, so yeah, one star. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, so we're going to look at some gadgets. My favorite gadget, you know, Mo has taken more than 100 VHS tapes from the warehouse and kindly is digitizing them. And I'm finding spots I never knew I did. These are my favorite gadgets of 1992.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
From Steals and Deals.
Oh my gosh.
This is Steel.
Stuff special just wouldn't be complete without our gadget and gizmo guy, Dick D. Bartolo. We decided to drop by his office at Mad Magazine to find out what his favorite gadgets are for 1992.
Hey,
it's my friends from CNBC. Welcome to the place where I work. This is going to be exciting. They asked me to pick my favorite gadgets of 1992,
exactly,
and I've narrowed it down to 4,000 gadgets. No, actually, it's about a dozen, and these are them. Okay, the first thing I showed you was Critter's keyboard from VTech. Hit a nursery rhyme, and then hit the cymbal, and it, different animals sing your song. That's only $30. That's wonderful. You know, you're on the airplane and you're trying to read the book and those dinky overhead lights. Well, Periscope has a built-in, ta-da, gooseneck lamp, and you shine it down and you can read whatever book you have. Mad book. Ha! I wonder why. Ah, from Fuji, this is a TV projector. You go out on location, you plug your camcorder in here.
It's amazing how so many of these gadgets are
this, on wall,
the same,
from
just
6
new.
Inches to 40 inches. This is great. Daymark, $500. And for boaters, I'm wearing one now, the plastic version. But this is called Tide Watch. You put the tide in once, and then for the next 3 years, it tells you the low and high tide at your marina. Boating stores carry that guy. And this over here, what is this? A model train? And when you hear those sounds, what do those sounds mean? Does it mean your train is taking off? No, it means that you have a telephone call. It's the locomotive telephone. That's $80, and that's at Sharper Image. Another kind of telephone, real neat. Totally hands-free. When the phone rings, after the second ring, you just say hello, and the phone comes on, and you don't hang up. When the other person hangs up, 10 seconds later, this phone hangs up.
What is it, Siri?
Very weird thing, but I like it anyway. It's called Autograph Suit. You put this on to the party, and you give your friends marking pens, and they draw all over you. My friends step all over me, but they can draw all over you. That's about $12 at stationery stores. Little workbench. It comes with a screwdriver, and it makes all sorts of...
It's for kids.
...electronic sounds. Ah, Franklin Electronic Book System. Entire books come on these little cartridges. Video companion. Look up every movie you watch on television. Who's in it? Who directed it? Stuff like that. Aqua pill timer. You know, we've had electronic pill timers before. Well, now when it rings and it's time to take a pill, this has a built-in water supply.
I actually like that gadget a lot.
That's, yeah, that was a big
and
hit.
And finally, it's my little light sign where Dickie D advertises himself wherever he goes. You know, I really cry for attention. All right, these are some of my favorite gadgets from 1992. If you need any info on these guys, just drop a note to the Gadget and Gizmo guy, care of CNBC, and I'll send you the stuff. And put in your phone number, because Dickie D doesn't like to write, but he will phone. So, Happy New Year. In the meantime, I have several phone calls to make, and I have a lot of work to do with my electronic bench. So, bye!
That is awesome. That is awesome. And were you actually answering the phone and giving people gadget advice?
No.
Okay, I was
No. The only thing, Chad, is one year, Bill wanted, Mad never had a switchboard or secretaries or, every phone rang in every office. and he needed another phone line. And for some reason, the phone line we got was the old phone line of a long defunct airline called Capital Airlines.
Oh my gosh.
And every once in a while, someone would call up and say, do you fly to LA? And I go, maybe. When were you thinking? When are you thinking of going? And I said, like, April 30th. Murray, you want to go to LA?
Let me see. Let me check how much gas we got. 1 second. Yeah, we got enough to go to LA. Yeah, we can make that happen.
Well, one day I would pound on the empty waste paper basket, and you'd hear that in the background. I'd go, Murray, not scotch tape to hold the wing on. It's always duck.
Yeah.
Always
these customers
duck.
Are paying good prices. Use duct tape. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
That hilarious.
That was so
Is that was
funny.
This it? Capital Airlines?
Oh, yes. When did they go out? They went out
ceased in 61.
1950? Yeah. A 61, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The first thing when Googling it, the autocomplete was crash. So I don't know if there was some massive, let's see, no. There's some history stuff. Acquisition, no. Anyway, cool stuff. okay, well, that, I don't know if there's that much else to say about that amazing archive from the past. I think the thing that threw me the most for a loop was the video projector. That was
that crazy. Yes, I had
the analog.
I didn't know how many lumens it was, but I yes.
Yikes. Yeah, you can just imagine that it was probably not the best user experience in 94 for the tiny projector. With that, let's move into the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
All right, so we talked about Mo digitizing videos for me. I got a letter, an email from Mo earlier this week saying I received an email from YouTube. They are telling me they're rolling out a new feature where they're going to scan and scrub YouTube videos to provide subtitles to some and languages to others.
Mm.
And he sent a video, we can just play the first couple of minutes, of an interview he did with me, which they translated to Japanese.
Oh, what? Okay.
Heute habe ich das Privileg, Dick D. Barlow in Disneyland zu besuchen, und er wird uns einen Stein zeigen.
Wow.
Okay, Disneyland ist mein Studio. Das
mein
ist
Studio.
Dick's Dick Gadget Warehouse. Okay, tut mir leid, da landet so viel Zeug, wie
it
der
sounds
Yaki
like
Spoon.
German.
Ich bezweifle, dass er noch funktioniert, aber der Yaki Spoon war batteriebetrieben und singt, Yaki, 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 die Medizin geht runter.
What?
Yaki, so
that
bringt man
crazy.
Kinder dazu, Medizin
happening?
Zu nehmen.
I don't know.
Ein Spider-Man. Wir geben den Löffel einem Freund von Mo.
Here's Japanese.
Und ich werde...
Outsumori des.
Well,
これは価値があるかもしれないからです。
That's
彼らはおもちゃの見本市でこれをくれましたが、その人はそれについて情報があればまた連絡します。
It's not Japanese,
その後、
German.
私は番組で…
Yeah, the original one was German.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Look at… Did you see this interface? I can just click here and change whatever language
my,
I want
my,
as it's going.
God, on the run?
On the run. So I just click Spanish. Let's hear you speak in Spanish.
En el programa y lo llamé y me dijo, ¿sabes qué? Decidieron no seguir fabricándolo.
Oh, this
Así
is
que
a,
quédatelo. Ah, podría ser único. Un pez.
Oh,
ese es Spider-Man.
Es Spider-Man. This is Spider-Man.
Oh,
ese es Spider-Man.
El Spider-Man. Signo de apertura de interrogación. ¿Y qué se supone que hace? Sabes, creo que es solo un Spider-Man móvil y giratorio.
That is crazy.
That is amazing.
It is. It really is.
Es un coche de carreras de Fisher-Price para niños.
What does it sound like in French?
Et j'ai toujours trouvé ça trop mignon.
Ah!
C'est pour les tout-petits.
Diggity, you sound so much more cultured now.
I do!
C'est mignon. C'est vraiment mignon. Ness, pas mignon? Oui. Et ce
oui?
Petit gars a besoin de la batterie pour eau. Attends.
Oh yeah, try Italian
ouais.
There.
Let's try Italian. Let's
My see. Father would be so proud.
I don't see Italian.
Oh,
we
what?
Got, yeah, we have French, German, Hindi, Indonesian, Russian, Japanese, Portuguese, and Spanish.
Okay.
Let's hear
I
you.
Take that.
The last one that would be interesting is Russian. Wait, did I say? Oh, there's Italian. Wait a second. Did I just misread that? That's Italian right there. Anyway, I may have just had a brain fart.
Okay.
Mentre lo fai scorrere sul legno, fa rumore. Okay. M testa bagnata. Punto. Oh
that's,
mio Dio, ti ricordi una
Italian.
Testa bagnata? Sì, in realtà ne abbiamo comprato uno per te. Io ho fatto un video con mio figlio. È stato fantastico. Oh, lo riempi d'acqua e...
Ooh, wow.
That is pretty incredible. That is pretty incredible. So assume you need to turn that on just from most context. I just assume that the person of the video needs to kind of enable that feature.
Yeah.
That's so neat, though. It makes me want to go to our show. Yeah, we don't have that option yet. Wow.
Oh, okay. I think he said that they're rolling out that feature.
Yeah.
Mo, that was great. What a great thing to find.
Yeah, that's neat. And that is a... This is like the use, the layer of, you know, AI and those type of like really smart algorithms that are just incredible. And to be able to generate a voice like that, that has like, it's not only generating the translation, it's not, I mean, there's just so many steps to it. It has to hear you and generate captions. Then it has to translate those captions. Then it regenerates a voice in 6 different languages and then merges that on top of the video is insane. That is really, really, really cool. So, yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Thanks for sending that over, Mo. That is a really cool feature. Also,
now,
wanna say,
if you want to send in a video, we're always looking for new videos, okay? Even though we have a lot of these... digitized videos from Mo. Love to have videos from you, especially if you've never done a warehouse video for us. 1 to 3 minutes, just use your phone, landscape format, anything to do with a gadget, a brand new gadget, old gadget, gadget you love, gadget you hate, and our favorite, any kind of tech of the past. I mean, that was so funny seeing that projector that was $500. Anything. That has to do with a gadget. Put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu. You can click on listed, and your YouTube will give you a URL and email that to us. mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv, and do it soon. And we could use it as soon as next week.
Please do it now. It's almost the end of the show. So don't forget. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for being such an amazing, supportive community. You guys support us every single episode, which means a ton to us. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. If you like the show and have been enjoying it and want to give back, Patreon is a great option. We also have a PayPal link. You can either head on over to patreon.com/gizwiz. Or to our website, gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab, which will have a big old banner to Patreon, or there is a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal as well, if you want to give and donate that way. However you give back, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. Gizwiz.tv is where we record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, the website will update with the live stream, so you'll be able to tune in to Gizwiz.tv, see the live stream, see the chat room, join the chat room, irc.gizwiz.tv, and hang out with our fantastic community. If you miss a live episode, they are there on our website or on our YouTube page or on our Apple Podcast page, all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz if you want reminders about all the gadgets that we talk about on the show or links back to those gadgets. Gizwiz.biz is the place to find it. And while you're there, play... What the heck is it? This is an entire gadget that you gotta guess what it is. And there are 6 Mad Magazines, this Mad Magazine right here, for correct answers, and 12 Mad Magazines for incorrect but funny answers. I like that. You have that now. I think you showed that to us last week. Looks really good.
Yes.
This gadget, though, is obviously hit to... give it away, but it is a disco turntable holder. You can take your little vinyl and just, you know, stick it right there, and it'll keep your vinyls while you're discoing. Okay, if you think you know what this is, get a guess.
Send that in.
Yeah, exactly. That might need to be refined a little bit. I might have to use ChatGPT to refine that submission before I send that one in. If you think you know what it is, get a guess in over gizwiz.biz. Do it now. That about wraps it up for our show. So we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.